Good. Okay.
Let's look at the intro to May 9th, because this is the thing that I'm most worried about in this song. Well, yeah, it is. That is. I want to hear just the very first bass pitch. I feel like a lot of times we get this, ooh. It's like, ooh. It's like, ooh. It's this weird kind of guttural thing, and I'm over-exaggerating a lot. But I would just need to have it a real light. The tongue is touching the tip up to the top of the roof of your mouth. It's just... So, loop. It comes out a little harsh sounding, which we don't want. So... Here you go, bass. Good, now we're going to start... Here's the tricky part for me. We need to have a really precise entrance where it all happens at the same time. But when I direct it like that, the sound I get from you is that loo. I don't want that. But I'm trying to be precise without making that sound come out of you. So I'm struggling a little bit in how to direct this and get it all to happen at the same precise time. Good. That doesn't have to be a little higher. It's another one of those things where if we can try to keep it as straight tone as possible without vibrato, try it again. Now I'm going to hear that, and then tenors, you're an octave above, okay? Here we go. Good. And there's a little kind of yodely loo. I hear and then pitch. I hear and then pitch.
Instead of just finishing it, go.
That was better. Do it again, go. Yeah, that's the one. Do it again just for good time's sake. Bass. There we go. Hey, girl. Come on up. We just started working on it. We're working on our intro. How are you?
Here.
Yeah. I got a spot for you somewhere, but I don't. Let me pull up my. Oh, she's here. Yeah. You're between Bruce and Vince. But you can take that one. Yeah, blue. See if we can be right on it and stick it. It's better. Now, the next one is hard. Because it has a tendency to want to be flat. We got to keep this up here this way. So you got to be really careful with those pitches, baritones. Here we go. Basses, because you're not actually the root of the chord, okay? You're on the there, okay? So we can't have it be too loud, and then leads, when you get there, a little more volume from you, okay? Not loud, just a little bit more. Let's do the first two loop entrances. Here we go. Yeah, that third is always just a little under baritone, and it makes the chord seem this instead of like we're almost ready to start this amazing journey. Just gotta get that tuning up just a little bit, okay? When we finally all four were in on that first loop, the chord wasn't quite settled and there, okay? Listen, use your ears. whole weight of this intro, unfortunately, is landing on, not, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but it's just, it's a big task, is landing right on the poor tenor's shoulders. And they've got to, let me get to here, be careful of those moving Lulus. And they got to make it sound like it's not the gymnastics that they are. Sing it, tenors, and go. Do the first three notes again, go. I see this. You're reaching for it with your neck. Okay? Let the vocal cords do the work. Let's do the whole intro again. You might have to give us your pitch. Good. That was better. The pitches are really starting to ring in there. Good. Now, the cutoff after the first lu is not precise. Okay? So we need to get it all together and agree on it. Okay? Let's try that again. Something for them to build their house on. Okay, let's do it again. Good, careful. That note right there got a little out of whack. Okay, a little bit too much crescendo, and it got out of tune right there, so be careful. Good. Sing the first chord all simultaneously and go. I'm hearing from a couple voices in there, it's covered in dark and muffly like this. Again, sing the first chord, go. There it is, right there. Do it again, go. Get there when we enter in individually. Good, good, good. Now, take us on a journey this time. This is the storytelling in the middle of our loops. Okay? So, we've just walked out, let's say, of our little cottage, little one-bedroom shack out in the middle of the woods. We're walking out, and we're just feeling the breeze on our face for the first time, just taking in our surroundings. It's this lovely little moment. And so we don't have any sort of the melancholy yet creeping in. This is us just kind of going out on what we think is a beautiful May night, taking in our surroundings. So it's pleasant. What are your faces even doing right now? Is it light? Yes. When her pale drowsy light. There's too many variations of vowel in there. When her. Where is it again? When her pale drowsy light. Oh, light. Oh. You got that diphthong E vowel sound coming in way too soon on that light. Okay? And because you're also trying to crescendo while doing that slight weird little diphthong in there, it gets really funky pitch. Light. Got that kind of stuff happening in there. I loved your When the Silver. It was really nice. Okay? Do not let an L sound creep into Silvery. Ready? And.
When the Silvery
journey, you just opening up the door. Nature. Okay, here's our pitch.
From beginning?
Yeah, beginning. We're going to do loose. tempo all together when we just got out of the blues and started the real lyrics, okay? We gotta feel that together. Maybe I need to kind of conduct in four a little bit to keep us together. I'd rather not, because I want to just have this, this, and have it go like this, which I think kind of takes away from that feeling, but I'll do whatever is gonna get us the results we need. Still a little bit too much L in some of those words, like fields, that ooh, okay? And then there was another one in there somewhere. What was it? Maybe it would, yeah, maybe if there was something in there, in that pale, drowsy light, there was something that didn't quite work. But let's just start one more time. When the silvery, as long as we're cooking, I'm going to let us keep going. So here's when the silvery, no L. Ready and go.
When the silvery moon.
Yeah, the is late.
When the silvery moon, again and go. When the silvery moon.
Basses, that always goes flat on the warbles. Everyone goes flat, but I need you to not, so that hopefully everyone else will tune to you. So a little bit of responsibility. Yeah, take a break. We need a break. I'm sorry. I've just been like going to town here. Sorry. I haven't even thought about it. If anyone needs something, please let me know. Okay? And the nightingale bass. Baritones with it, and the nightingale goes. Ready and sing. No, start together. One and go.
And the nightingale goes.
And the nightingale goes. Again together. Ready.
Oh.
side with him. Ready, all go. So the war pitch tenors. And the nightingale war. Everyone hold the war when we get there. Ready, all go. Yeah, there is another moving part, isn't there? Okay, my bad. Okay, baritones, we also are a little flat. Get that a little higher. Sing on war. Here's what the chord should be. Sing war. And go. Switch. Good, listen. Second one. Lead. I'm getting too much. Alright, so there's still something really weird happening on that first whirls. What? So, see if I can give you something different to say. Just take the W out, actually, and just sing bowls. So you're going to go. And a nightingale. Sing, please. One, two, and the ready.
And the nightingale
again, and sing.
And the nightingale
walls. Good, now we're going to discover that.
And the nightingale walls.
Okay, now don't do weird things with the pitch. There has to be this sort of hushed excitement. Okay. One, two, here we go.
And the nightingale walls.
And the nightingale walls.
Again, and go.
And the nightingale walls.
Something like the first three chords, like. Again and go.
And the nightingale
walls. Now volume, be that excited. Ready? Again.
And the nightingale
walls. We're going to stop and hold the war when we get to it. Ready? Again.
And the nightingale
walls. It's just not balanced correctly. The notes are correct, but we just don't have the right balance. Sing that chord again. Go see if you can fix it. Go. Any for the seventh chord. That's is that tenors? Yes. Okay. Again. Sing. Whoa. Go. And the nightingale war. Ready? And.
And the nightingale war.
Okay, doing the whole thing this time. Ready? And go.
And the nightingale war.
Great. The war has cleaned up a lot. We still got some fine tuning in there. But then we went.
I got the downturn jumble. Again.
Okay.
And the nightingale walls.
Ready? Again. Okay, go back to And the Nightingale again and sing.
And the Nightingale calls.
I sing I can go.
Go.
Sing your I. I'll give you the first pitch just so we make sure we start right. I go sad.
I go.
It's not lining up. Yeah. So major chord, and then we take the fifth of the chord and go up a half step, and it becomes an augmented chord, and that's what we need right there. Of that augmented chord is both in the bass and also in the leads, because you sing the exact same pitch, bass, leads there. Can I hear a bass and lead sing in the Nightingale? One, two, ready, and. Sing I go. Yeah, we go from here. No, sorry, here. With that I go. So baritones, you are starting here, and the leads, you're under them. There. I go, sing it, go. Gotta get that higher, please, baritones.
I go.
Again, sing, and
I go.
It's just that much under the pitch.
I go.
Throw the tenors in. All four parts. I go. Ready and sing.
I go sad.
And I need that pitch. Yeah, that's the berries there.
I go sad.
Again, sing I. Again. Ready and sing.
I go sadly o'er thee.
We got that pitch. We sing that pitch.
I started it, baritones. Get it up there.
I go sadly o'er thee and veil.
Again and sing. Okay, it was much, much better in our I Go Sadlies. Let's do that again.
Yeah, be careful, the third chord.
Again, sing loop and go.
you go.
Without any change in tempo.
Just keep it nice and steady. And the night again.
Again and go. Okay, so we need to get out of that and make this an interesting story. I don't know why I picked Branson, because I actually really much like Branson. I think it's a fun place.
It's like we were Nightingale over here and Coos over here.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Seems like we had Nightingales to the right.
Was it? Did I do the wrong one? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, our Nightingale should be over here. Sorry, he's going to be a dove.
The dove.
Okay, Larry's a dove. We should have known that. Okay.
Morning dove?
Morning dove.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I'm not a morning dove. I am so not a morning person. Okay. Okay. Let's go all the way back to when the silvery this time. Remember, we're moving it faster. This is when the silvery moon. The moon is up here above me. Okay. One, two, ready, and go. Yes, it is. Can you sing that, please? Bass tenor, sing Lugo.
I heard too much moon bass.
Again, sing go.
Okay, sing it again, go.
Again and go.
going to hear just my leads. And go. Sorry. It's a sad cuckoo chime. Again, and go. Bass lead, sing it. That note there, it doesn't have to be very loud. Okay? And then you must listen and tune that puppy. Let's go, everyone except for tenors. Ready and go. Sing that chord again. Go, ooh, go. Add in our tenors now. Three and four and. That chord has to go.
It's not loud in the final chord.
Okay. Let's get into Hill and Vale. Start there. Can we do it? Again, two, ready, and sing.
That fifth leads is under. You gotta be really careful.
Because that's our, a lot of the tuning issues right there, that there. And we get sort of this. When the silvery, let's go back to the top. Leave that behind and pick this up. That was good. Too much L and silvery. Fields was better, but we still have a little bit of a couple folks in there singing Fields that we need to get rid of. And the Nightingale Warbles, this time we're going to adjust our gaze. Okay? I go sadly o'er hill and vale. Now, once we start singing loose. So, hill and vale, and then looking back. Gazing eyes downward, not heads. Gazing eyes downwards, right? Okay? So, here we are. When the silvery again. Your gaze should be lifting as you sing this, when the silvery moon. Ready, and go. No, we're not together. We're not together. Come on. Don't just sing. You must be artistic now, okay? This is all about finesse, and all about painting a picture, and being technically correct. One, two, three.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale frosty light over the field she throws, and the night is
How can I fix this? Let me think. We did really, really well. When the Silvery Moon, Fluttering Leaves, it was great.
I said, you must focus and listen, and it happened. Now, I don't know if we just stopped the focus, okay? But then after that, it's just, we just sang our pitches again. We didn't care what was going on around us. We didn't tune to our neighbors. And then it all just became slightly out of tune and just this noise again. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. But it's just, it's not as good as we can do. And it wasn't as good as we sang When the Silvery Moon. You've got to keep laser focused. And you have to make micro adjustments. Just because I think my pitch is here doesn't mean that my pitch is really there. It has to be, or whatever's happening around me. You've got to be listening and tuning with one another. Just thinking that that's my pitch is not enough. Okay?
We know that. When the Silvery again.
Ready?
Listen and be in tune with one another. The first part is so nice. When the Silvery Moon shines to the front of the winter palace, there's a light of the fields. That was really good. That was really, 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 really nice. The I go sadly is where things start to kind of go funky and we don't have good intonation. This is a chord that I love. And it's on the word sad. It's such a sad chord. Right now, we're not getting all the pitches in tune, so it is sad, but in a very different way. So sing I Go Sad. Again, go I Go Sad. And sing
I Go Sad.
Hey, sing it, go. Sad. Sorry, just on sad. Sad, go. Flatting. Okay? Sad, all go.
Sad.
There it is. Giving it again, go.
Sad.
It's like freight train sound, right? If it was loud and honky, that would be a freight train sound. Say it again, go.
Sad.
Yeah, okay, now good. Okay, I just heard a little bit of what's happening in there. Oh, we go. We change it as we're singing. If we change in our mouth or tongue or anything on that chord,
it's suddenly not going to work. So you must set it and forget it and don't change. Sing sad. Again, go.
Don't try to do a crescendo. Just sing sad. Ready? And go.
Good. Now sing sadly or. Ready? And.
Sadly or he.
Nope, you didn't all commit to the eval. We went, sad was nice.
Do it again.
Ready? And go.
please. Send me.
Ready?
Send me your heat.
Good, not as loud on the hill.
Send me your heat.
Okay, again. I go sadly this time. Ready and go.
I go sadly or
Let's start with a silvery and just keep going this time. Let's do a couple of kind of runs of our songs. When the silvery, ready and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she rolls.
Okay? Somewhere hid. Two. Ready and go.
Somewhere.
No, you might take it somewhere. Just count it off. One, two, here we go.
Somewhere.
When we sing about delight, the tone should also get a little bit brighter sounding, just naturally. I don't want you to like force some weird thing, but it should just naturally, because we have our faces lit up and buoyant. So, circles a fifth right around the clock. It is nice. Somewhere here. One, two, again, and go.
Somewhere here in the leaves, two softly cooing doves, fill my heart with delight. Fill with delight.
Fill with delight. And it got all ethyl vermity or something there for a second. Pure awe, otherwise, again, we lose the brightness of it. And it takes us out of the moment that we just set up. So don't go there. Good. There's good things that are starting to emerge in this, and it's very, very nice. Do not put quite as much volume on the leaves at the end of this first phrase.
Somewhere in the leaves, too soft, somewhere in the leaves, too soft.
to be light little cooing doves, okay?
One, two, here we go. A couple more times. Turn, and then they come in, and we're not to the two quite yet. The thing that always happens here is that I feel like the leads are rushed in the next inch of the game. And I don't want that. It's shadows. Just need to finesse that a little bit. Yeah, do I turn away? Let's start there again. Three, four, one. something different. Let's go back one more time to yeah. The sound change, I heard it and it was nice. Context here for a second. Please run, but one more time, just in my eye. One.